Close your eyes, bring all your attention to the breath. Bring the mind and the body into harmony through the breath. Breathe in a way that feels comfortable for both body and mind. Bring them into harmony so you can have some strength inside. When the mind is off one place, the body is off someplace else. They're not strong. The body needs the mind to look after it. The body needs grounding. So they can help each other along. This principle applies both inside and out. We've got a big job ahead of us today, setting up for tomorrow. And if we work together in harmony, then it's going to go well. So think about the principles of harmony that the Buddha taught. There are six altogether. The first three have to do with goodwill. When you act out of goodwill. When you speak out of goodwill. When you think out of goodwill. The Buddha could have just said, have goodwill in whatever you do. But he wanted to emphasize the importance of goodwill. Three out of the six have to do with goodwill. When you're talking to someone, even though your opinions may differ, wish for that person's happiness, wish for your own happiness. I'm trying to find a way that you can work together skillfully. Even when you have to criticize somebody else, you do it with goodwill. And that kind of criticism actually is more effective than when you're doing it out of harshness. The other three principles have to do with being generous. You get something special, you share it with others. You don't just eat it by yourself. Take it by yourself. They'll get a sense that you value them more than you value those things, which is the proper attitude. Things come and go, but human beings last. So think of the human connection you can create by being generous. Second principle is being virtuous. Holding to the precepts. If everybody holds to the precepts, we can get along very well. As many people have said, if everybody obeyed the precepts, there wouldn't be much news in the newspapers. It's because there are a lack of precepts that there's so much horrible news. That's the world outside. Here, the world in the monastery. We want the news of the monastery to be that everybody's getting along, works together. Big jobs become small. Small jobs become almost not felt at all. The final principle is having right view in common. The view that what you do is going to be important. And if you act on skillful intentions, the results will lead to happiness both for you and others. If you act on unskillful intentions, it's going to be suffering for you and for others. So each person looks after his or her own virtue, his or her own right view. We treat each other with kindness and generosity. And that way, there's a strength that comes from the harmony that comes when we treat one another this way. So look to harmony that's based on true principles. Harmony just for the sake of harmony, the Buddha said, is not right. But harmony that's based on goodwill, generosity, virtue, and right view, that lasts. And it's a source of genuine strength. An image they like to use in Thailand is of threads. You have threads scattered around. They don't have much strength, but you can weave them into cloth. You can use that cloth for many things. You try to weave each other with one another in a skillful way. That way the work of the day will be done. It won't place a burden on anyone more than anyone else.